Now, in our story today, the Lord told us about a young man who we might say did everything wrong. First thing he did was to ask or almost tell his father that he wanted what was his. In other words, what he really was telling the father was, I want my inheritance now. And of course, he was not entitled to that. After all, an inheritance is something you receive when your father's life is over in this world. But now he said, I want it now. And his father gave it to him. And so you would think that this son would have been very grateful to his father. But what happened? Well, we are told very soon after that, he simply left. And he not only left, but he left for, we are told, a country far away. And what did he do there? Did he put his inheritance to good use? No, we are told that he wasted his whole inheritance in what was called riotous living. That is, having fun, party having, throwing big parties, until everything was gone. And then after that, we are told, a famine came to this far-off country. And this son had no money left to buy food. He didn't have a job. He finally found a job that was, you can say, the lowest of all the low jobs you could find, namely to feed the pigs out in the field. So this way, this son had done everything wrong. He had done everything that his father did not want for him. So he couldn't really have done much worse than this. And this is also a story about what can happen to us when we sin against our Father, that is, when we sin against our Heavenly Father, the Lord. When we say that, I want my own way. I don't want to listen to what the Lord teaches. I don't want to do what the Lord wants me to do. I want to be on my own. I want to do my own thing. When we only think of ourselves. And when we do that, we do turn away from the Lord, just as the young man went to a far-off country. And then we go to a far-off country, named a land of selfishness and greed and all the things that are against the Ten Commandments. And then we also waste what we have gotten. That is, when we think of ourselves alone and only want to do what we like, then it seems great in the beginning, just as this young man had a lot of fun in the beginning. But then after a while, the happiness is gone. And instead, you enter into a state of misery. If you are greedy and all you can think about is what you want, if you're spoiled and you always want to get your own way, one of the things that happen is that people begin to turn away from you. They don't want to be with you. And then finally, the joy is gone. You become lonely. You live in fear and discontent and unhappiness. And this is the famine that comes to us when we only think of ourselves. And then what we really are doing is that we are feeding the pigs just as this young son did. That is, we are feeding the evil spirits in hell when we live that way. But of course, this is not the end of the story. Because this young son didn't stay with the pigs out in the field. He began to think about how good his father had been to him, and he realized how wrong he himself was. And so he decided to change. And he set out on the long journey back home. Then, as we heard, when his father saw him, he forgave him and embraced him and kissed him and received him with joy and with a great celebration. And it is the same with us when we do what is wrong. If we admit it to ourselves, if we pray to the Lord for help, and if we set out on this long journey from the love of self back to the love of the Lord, and this is a long journey where we have sometimes to work hard, then it is that the Lord will indeed receive us and receive us with forgiveness and joy, no matter how much we may have been wrong. Just as the Father received the Son with joy, although the Son had sinned in every possible way. So we can trust that the Lord will never turn away from us, no matter what we have done. If we go to him and realize what we have done wrong and ask for his forgiveness and help, then he will be there for us all the time. But there's also something else that we may think about, because when this son came home, he didn't just walk in pretending that nothing had happened at all. He'd just been away a little while and now he's back. We are told that he confessed to his father, he begged forgiveness. And of course, that is what we need to do too, to confess to the Lord, to remind ourselves of what we have done and what to watch out for in the future, and also to make up the things that we have done to harm others, because that way we perform repentance. It is, as we were also taught in the lesson from the true Christian religion today, that we need to confess and also to implore the Lord for aid. As is also taught in a work on charity, where it says, confession of one's sins before the Lord effects conjunction with him and reception of influx from him. And finally, in this story, we find not only a depiction of how we should approach the Lord, but also at the same time how the Lord regards us, how he approaches us. Because when this son returned, the father did not blame him. He did not give him a long lecture. He did not, we might say, rub his nose into what had happened, although he would have been quite justified in doing that. Instead, we are told that the father saw his son afar off. In other words, that this father was out there looking for his son. When the son left, his father did not give up, but he was constantly waiting for him and looking for him. And then when he saw him at a distance, he didn't just stand there and wait for the son to come to him. We are told that he ran out to meet him. And then, of course, when he met him, he embraced him and kissed him. And this shows us also how the Lord loves us. We often think of the divine love as being a gentle, patient, benevolent, but sometimes rather remote. But the real nature of the divine love is very different from that. It is, as we hear in the Arcana Celestia, where it says, the Lord, from divine love of mercy wills to have all near himself, so that they do not stand at the doors, that is, in the first heaven, but he wills that he should be in the third, and, if it were possible, not only with himself, but in himself. Such is the divine love. And further from the true Christian religion, that God, from his very essence, burned with the love to unite himself with man. In other words, the love of the Lord for us, for each one of us, is of the most intense and personal nature. And when we turn to him in trust and humility, he will come to us and embrace us and welcome us into his heavenly kingdom. Amen.